tonight having to do with friendship and building friendships. But I don't want to get started into it until the person can be listening. I think we're just about there. A friend is a person whom you know well. A friend is a person that we could say that you're fond of, that you have a special relationship with, somebody who is a supporter. A friend is a person who is for you, okay? If you have a friend, they're for you. And therefore, if you have somebody that you call a friend and they're not for you, then you need to retitle them, because friend doesn't describe it. Friendship is a mutual attachment. It goes two ways. It's a companionship. You cannot have a friendship with somebody that's one way. You might feel good about someone. You might feel great about someone, but you cannot say you have a friendship with them if it's one way. Now, a term that is frequently confused and misused for friendship is acquaintance, okay? An acquaintance. Now, an acquaintance is a person that you know, but you're not on a personal basis. But you know them. You say, well, how in the world could you know them if you're not on a personal basis? Well, this could be a clerk in this area down at Giant. Or it could be a mechanic at a garage. Somebody that you would see with some regularity. When we talk about garage and seeing them with regularity, Eric would know what it means to have an acquaintance at a garage. That wasn't nice, was it, Eric? True, but not nice. But, you know, an acquaintance is, you know, you may know their first name. And especially if they're in a store, they're likely to have a name tag. Or you may know them from some other point of contact, and so you know their name. And you see them quite regularly, and therefore, you know, you talk to them. And in the process of, let's just say, you know, you're checking out at a grocery store. In the process of doing that, week after week, maybe some, you know, times in between, you happen to get to the same clerk. Sometimes there may be an option where, you know, you have to pick a row, and so you pick the row that this person's in that you have as an acquaintance. And, well, how are you doing today? Well, I'm doing good. You're good. Pretty busy, you know? We're gonna put this in the end of May. No, we have to go to June here, okay? And we're going to go to June. Because now, am I remembering right? You have a son graduating? Oh, yeah, we're getting ready for the big party. You see, and you're interacting with this individual, but they're not a friend, you say. You don't have a friendship with them. You have friendliness. We can be very friendly, ought to be very friendly, with anyone we see, but particularly those that would be an acquaintance. Now I'm thinking, I told you about, I don't know if I told you or not. Rich and I drove out here tonight. I told somebody about Rich and I driving out, and it really began to snow heavy. But see, he used to do what I did. He drove a step van delivery truck. He delivered for Stroman's, I did for the family potato chips, you know. And so we'd get in a lot of stores, and we'd see people. And we were very friendly, and they with us. But it was really no more than a good acquaintance. Yeah. Couldn't say it was a friendship. Yeah. Now, I saw these people, in my case, once a week. He may have seen some of them more than once a week. And you get to know people. You get to be familiar with them. But that's not friendship. You see, friendship is a closer thing than that. Now, I want to say this. Good friendships don't just happen. You have to build them. But don't rush it. You can't push a friendship. You might like to be friends with somebody, and you may put forth some effort, and that's good, okay? But you can't force it to happen. And it takes time. And that's where we're going now with the chart that I passed out to you. There's, I believe, just three verses in Proverbs on that chart. I have some others I'm going to look up. And then throughout the coming weeks, okay, we're going to be looking at the steps that it takes based on 1 Corinthians 13 and charity and the character of love, okay, in charity. Got that one. I got that one. I got that one. and really, that's the kind of relationship you have when you have friends. Well, now let's look at some of these scriptures, and then we'll go to prayer, of course, later. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Now, the order I'm referring to these in may not be the order that they're listed on your sheet. And I have additional ones. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, that last half of the verse we commonly apply to the Lord Jesus Christ and the friend that he is, and he sticketh closer because it says there, and there is a friend. But, you know, just in man-to-man or woman-to-woman relationship, if you're going to, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. You can't expect people to be friends with you if you're not friendly to them. Life is a two-way street. Now, you can't force it, but if you can't sit back and just wait for people to be friendly to you and you not take some initiative to be friendly to them. Another thing that often happens is you need to be, first of all, you need to pray and ask God, who would you want me to be friends with? If you have a friend issue. Now, some people have all kinds of friends. But if you don't have friends, then you need to pray and say, Lord, who would you have me to be friendly to? Because God may have you to be friendly with this person, okay? And you would like maybe to have this one over here as your friend. But see, if God says, I want you to be friendly to this person, then what we need to do is be friendly to the one the Lord directs us to.
That's right.
Okay? And what he may do is then bless us and give us that person as a friend.
That's good.
But see, you can't just look at somebody and just decide, I want them as a friend. I'm going to make them a friend. I know somebody who said that. They said, now I'm going to make that person my friend. You're going to be my friend. Well, that was complimentary in the sense they were expressing they wanted to be friends. But it takes time to build friendship. And he says here, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, if we apply that to indeed to ourselves as we can, there are, and we're going to see another verse where this comes out. There are situations in which you can have a friend relationship that is actually stronger than your physical earthly family relationships. Okay? Especially when you're putting in, and I'm talking to Christians, I'm applying it for us as Christians, when you look at the faith factor, and so we need to and we'd all like a best friend. We'd all like a best friend, but we must be willing to be a best friend. Okay? And then look at chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 17. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend loveth at all times. A true friend helps in trouble. Now, you know, there's sometimes where we're in trouble, and we're in trouble because of some dumb choice on our part. Some unwise action on our part. And if a person is a friend, they're going to remain a friend. Even though what we've done has been foolish. Okay? Now, the one who did something foolish should not presume upon their friendship, should not assume their friendship, and think that they can just expect the person to overlook any and everything.
That's right.
Yep. Okay? But nevertheless, a person that is a friend, the kind that sticketh closer than a brother, okay, that friend is born for adversity. In other words, they're not a fair weather friend. God has them there. You know, sometimes God brings people into our lives and it looks like what we might think of as an ordinary friendship and an ordinary kind of friendly relationship. But God knows 4 or 5 years down the road, we're going to face some real tragedy that we need that friend for. And God will then use that friend because they're born for adversity. Now, look at chapter 27. Still in Proverbs. I'll tell you when we change. Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27 and verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Wounds of what? If they're my friend, why would they be wounding me? Because they're your friend. And therefore, they may say something to you. They may disapprove of something you've done or some choice or something you've said. They may disapprove. But their way of expressing it is not to cut you up. Not to, you know, chew you up one side and down the other. Put you in your place. No. The faithful are the wounds of a friend. The friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And therefore, the friend may say something that we don't like to hear. But you see, some people, the latter part of that sixth verse, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Some people only want others around them who say what they want to hear. They only want people around them who are going to make them feel good. Well, listen, the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
Yes, sir.
They look good at the time, but they're not there for your best interests. And so God's word makes it real clear that a true friend, you might have a wound from them because you're close. And therefore, when something's going on, you can talk with each other. Maybe it starts out by just one opening up and, as we say, crying on the shoulder of another. But in the whole process of the interaction, one begins to realize a little maybe what the situation is. And therefore, the one who's a true friend will say, well, you know, Henry, you might have that situation right now because you remember 3 months ago when you said thus and such, or you did thus and such. Well, now, Henry doesn't want to hear that. But if the person's a true friend, they're going to help him. And there for us to see such things. Now, this happens with husbands and wives commonly. I love, you know, to tease about Pat. You know, I think I did it recently when I said, she'll call my name, and just the way she says it, you know, you men know what I'm talking about. Just the way your wife speaks your name, calls your name, you know. I don't want to hear what's coming. I'd really rather she just pat me on the back and say how wonderful I am. But, you know, because they are truly for us. All right, now let's look at chapter 20. Let's see, we were in 27. 27:6. I want to go to 10. Thine own friend. You have some of your own friends, okay? And thy father's friend forsake not. You know, see, that tells you that you need to have your own friendship relationships. But when it comes to your father and your mother and their friends, we need to include them in our circle of friends. Now, we won't have the same relationship that we have with our own friends, okay? He says, thine own friend. You'll have a particular relationship there, but within that circle of friends, we need to have our father's friends. And it says, forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of calamity. Go and read that again. Neither, don't go to your brother's house when you have all kinds of problems. Better is a neighbor that is nearer than a brother that's far away. You see, that there are times when you'll have a relationship with a non-family, earthly family, non-family member, you'll have a relationship with somebody that's stronger than what a relationship with an earthly family member is. And so he says here, why travel to get to a brother's place when you've got a neighbor that is better than a brother, closer than a brother, stronger than a brother? You see? Now we're talking about friendships. Now that's not putting down the brother. It's just saying that there are others that may be closer. And so we need to rely on others. Now, that's hard. We don't mind when we know somebody and they're having troubles going and being a friend to them and being there for them and helping them. But how about when we have to be on the receiving end? Huh? Isn't it much easier to give help than it is to have to ask for help or to get help? Sure is. Sure is. But that's all part of God's process in helping us to build friendships. You see, if we can only have a friendship wherein we're in control and we're giving, you see, and we don't have to depend on the other one, well, that's not a healthy friendship. I identified it. If we have to be in control, you see, no. When you have a friendship, it's a mutual, it's a two-way street. And sometimes I'm dependent on them, sometimes they're dependent on me. Most of the time, we're just both walking along in a happy relationship. But it does come times where we have to depend one on the other. And that's not easy. You know, I'd much, much rather help somebody and encourage somebody than to be the one that's down and need to depend on another for help and another to come and encourage me. And you can tell when you have a difficult time with that, when somebody comes to encourage you and you say, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, I understand. And you begin to tell them Okay, what you're saying is, I don't need your help. I know what you're saying. You don't have to tell me that. You see? And so, I'm saying, building friendships. Now, we build friendships here in church. We build friendships here in church as a congregation on a broader scale, okay? But then individuals, one-on-one, build friendships also. And listen, you can't have friendship with everybody to the same level. That's why we have the term best friend. Somebody who's a best friend is above all other friends. That doesn't mean the other friends aren't important and aren't needed. It's just that we have different levels of friendship. And when we realize that and are satisfied with that, then is where we can indeed receive from each other what God wants to give us here within the church. Now I'm talking, okay, within the family of God. Well, let's look at another verse. Chapter 13 and verse 20. Now this one I titled "Pick Your Friends Carefully." Proverbs 13 and verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Yeah. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. You learn from one another. Iron sharpeneth iron, Solomon wrote in a different passage, okay? And so you build each other up. It's like I heard a fellow say one time, you don't get better in your golf game by playing with somebody that's worse than you. It might make you feel good, it might make you look good, but you don't get better. If you like to bowl, you need to be sure to bowl with some people who are better than you so you can learn from them. And just in life in general, you see, you pick wise friends because it's from wise people. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. And listen, we all have something to contribute to somebody. Okay? We all have something to contribute to. And so it's a matter, and this is where it comes in, Lord, who would you like me to be a friend with? And what can I get out of it? No, just, Lord, who would you like me to be a friend to? And then God will use you, okay? And that's, so we need to pick our friends carefully. Well, I think we're going to stop there. There's two other scriptures that I have, and then we'll start going up the steps in the matter of building a friendship. But that will suffice for tonight. Father in heaven, we do pray that you would lead us and guide us as we go to prayer groups. Our desire is that you would be honored with the intercession that we make in Jesus' name.